You guys can fire away. First thing I want to say is I thought that was awesome what they had Carlos doing, and I want to congratulate him on his graduation. I think it's a great thing, and it was good to see. But you guys can get him fire away.
So you guys both are, you know, big on the football smarts, no false steps, proper angles, all that. This kid's all of that stuff.
He is, you know, like I alluded to you guys yesterday, when we look at it and we sit down as a staff and look, the D line, you know, we have Jacob and Jim and Kevin and Rob all looking at this, you know, everybody. So we'll look at the D line together. We'll look at the linebackers together. We'll look at the secondary together and trying to order those guys how we see the fit. And this guy popped on tape. As soon as we put it in, we said this guy was a real fit for us. You know, he's fast. He ran a 4.66. He's got a 4 on the short shuttle, which is like a receiver speed.
4.66?
Yeah, 4.66. This guy, what he does is he's very good, good instinct guy. He's good in the passing game, which is intriguing at this at this point in the NFL. You have to have linebackers that can cover in the pass. And, you know, just all those things he did. And like I said, I have the offensive numbers here. He carried the ball 41 times as a junior, 3 touchdowns, 3.7 a carry. So he's done a lot of different things. And we like the versatility of the player, and we're excited to have him.
As a junior,
correct. He is, yes.
Mm-hmm. With so many returning players on the defensive side of the ball, is it a bit harder to make the play for Vigil here in terms of in that war room, or is it just we got to get him even though we're kind of stacked into the starters on defense?
Well, I mean, I think anywhere you draft a player on our defense now, it's going to be hard to come in and start. Anywhere in the NFL, unless you have a certain hole where you got to fill the need. And you know, whether you take a guy in the second round or the fourth round, if you value the player at that spot and you think he's a good fit and you want to take him, you really don't worry about, you know, what everybody else maybe have him. The league, we always think about league value, where we think the league values a player. But ultimately, you know, when we have discussions, when we're on the clock, we may have 2 or 3 players we got to decide on, and this is one we decide to go with. Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
Well, that's something we're going to talk about. We've kind of discussed it, but obviously he'll have a big role in special teams. He's got great speed.
Right.
And then we'll try to fit him in. And, you know, we got some pretty good linebackers. So he's a guy that we value just because when you watch the tape, he jumps out on the tape. I mean, he can run the field. He's really good in coverage. They play the same type of defense we play. So I think it'll be an easy transition once he learns the language. And I think he's a 3-down player that can play multiple positions. I think he can play Mike, you know, the Sam or Will position just because of his versatility. So last year, I think it was our sophomore year, he had 7.5 sacks and 119 tackles. This year he had 144 tackles and he had 3.5 sacks. So the guy's got some rush ability. He's got some speed. He's got some cover ability. So he's just a good football player.
You know, at this point in the draft, we're trying to challenge the back end of our roster, whether it be the 6th linebacker, the fourth or fifth corner, and that's how those guys come in. They come in, they develop on special teams if they make an impact early. You know, one of the things that we've done last year really is try to get those guys in early in preseason games against the better players so we can get a real good gauge of, you know, what do we have here. So that's initially going to be their role, these guys' roles coming in. So just like Nick, he'll come in, be on the back end of the thing, and work his way up like all the rest of them have.
I think the big thing is their defense as a whole was ranked 17th in the country. You know, and you're talking about with Penn State, Ohio State, Georgia, all those teams. So you're talking about a team that had 2 picks back-to-back in the draft, 2 linebackers taken back-to-back, and we like Tyler too. The guy went right behind him. So obviously, they're a good football player. They were coached by a heck of a coach. They play good defense. They know what it takes to win. They put out some pretty good linebackers there in the last couple of years.
So, at his size, I mean, he's good size, but not, you know, you wouldn't consider him like a Ray Maluga, downhill, knock your teeth out kind of guy, but does he splash pretty good, come downhill on guys pretty good?
He can. I mean, the thing about it is, the thing that we like to have on the team is a variety of abilities. So, you know, Vontaze and Ray are two big thumping guys in there. And when you have a guy like this, can do a little bit of everything, cover, run, sideline to sideline. He's smart. He's instinctive. And you know, he'll fit right into that mold. Like I said yesterday with the corner about the run support, training camp's going to be just like any other player in the NFL. He's going to learn to be physical. So.
Mentioned versatility. You want to put him in a spot, weak side, strong side, middle to catch up, or is it just no? You're going to learn all three.
Well, he did play Mike for them, and then on nickel he moved to the dime position. So he does know. I mean, he can play all different, you know, all different spots. For us, really, the dime and the will. And the Sam are basically the same position, and then you got the Mike position. So,
right.
I think he can learn all three. You know, if something happens, then we'll see how he progresses.
And I think
put him in one spot.
You can't. Well, yeah, we'll bring him in rookie minicamp. But just like anything else, I heard Dave the question you asked Marvin. You said linebackers, linebacker. For us, we teach the way we teach our system. We teach all those linebackers the different trades because if there are three linebackers on the field, the next best player has to go out there and play if somebody goes down. It's not the next best Mike linebacker, the best outside linebacker. It's the next best player. And we have plenty of time with these guys to teach them the system from inside and out. So they know they need to know what's going on with the guy next to them, so, and all those things. So we teach the system that way, so we give them chances to play both spots.
When you, like with Vontaze, you know, you were pretty impressed right away with his football IQ. And is this kid like that? I mean, when you, you know, set up formations with him, whatever, is he right on point with everything?
Yeah, I think that's the type of guy he is. And then just being around him, the short time I was around him in the interview process and all that, and watching him on film, he's got great instincts, number one. And then he can talk football with you. He can go talk one-on-one. You know, he's a country boy. You know, he's a roper. He ropes the steers and, you know, all that stuff. So you better look out in Cincinnati. But yeah.
I tell him the best thing we have is a mechanical bull here. So.
Yeah. He's got a little of everything in him. So
it's his Dan, his brother plays with the Dolphins? Is that
mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a free agent last year.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be like he's kind of, I don't want to say league ready, but he seems league ready. I mean, he seems like he's a guy who can pop in there and he's going to, you know, exactly what he's going to do.
He's a fit for, I mean, there's certain players from the linebacker. When you turn them on the tape, they say, this guy, it may take him a year. Typically, those guys that are rush guys, when you put them behind the line of scrimmage, in my experience, and we've done this before, I've always said it takes a year, a full year, to get those guys ready to do that at this level. This guy's done it. It's on tape. The evidence is there. It's the same, really, front that we play. So I would say, yes, he's going to come in and pick it up fairly quick.
I think he's got great movement. He like I said, he can go sideline to sideline. He has great instincts for the ball. He knows when to go downhill. Is he a killer tackler? I think he's a good enough tackler to get him down. I don't think he's going to look like Vontaze or Ray or any of those type of guys. I don't think too many do.
Right.
You know, but what the process was, you know, I looked at him first, made a big cut up, a long tape, and then we go in as a staff and look at it. First thing Paul said, he looks like, and I'm not going to mention the guy, when you mention it, yeah, he kind of does look at like that guy.
He's like a local prospect that went early in the draft a few years ago.
Yeah, he kind of, you know.
I did not say that. I don't want to put too much pressure on the kid, but that's what he reminded me of.
I mean, running-wise and athletic-wise, he kind of jumps out at you like that. Now, you know.
He snaps his hips pretty good now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't compare him.
No.
I just say he jumps off the film at you.
That's what coaches like to do. They like to turn on a player and compare him to somebody they've seen before. Everybody does. It's natural. You know, the scouts do the same thing. Everybody does it. But, you know, he is his own player. And, you know, obviously coming in here, he's going to have to work his butt off for a chance.
You kind of touched on it earlier, but how rare is it to get a guy who is able to play in the pass game?
It's the hardest thing for the linebackers to do. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's the way college football is now, it used to be the hardest thing for a young linebacker to come in is to play in the passing game. It's like running backs coming out of college, they can't protect. But now, the way college football is, it's bubble screens, it's, you know, quick throws, wide open spaces. Now it's harder to find guys to take on guys like we alluded to with Vontaze and Ray. Those guys are harder to find, but, you know, to have a guy that's the ability to play in the passing game and do good things like that, I think we needed a player like that to add.
Yes, yeah, he played Mike in base, and in nickel situations, earlier 42 package, he went over and played the dime position. So that's why he had, you know, he had a lot of sacks. He rushed from that position, and, you know, obviously he can't, so he's a two-position player just right there.
Except he like the Will.
Yeah, Will Lumbeck.
Yeah, same thing.
Was he captain? Is he that kind of guy?
Yeah, he was a junior, so.
Is he the kind of guy, Will?
You know, just being around him a short time, he seems like it. I mean, he's making all the calls, all the checks out there, you know. But, yeah, I think he's got that all built into him.